All right, Marty Lurie here on KBR 680. Great time of year. But, Bruce, another annual event for you. Meachie's is part of it. You and your wife are involved, and I'm glad to support it as well. Tell us about it.
Well, thanks, Marty. And, something that we're behind. I know Kim, my wife, is something that she's really been involved with and wants to try to help out these young girls as homeless prenatal care and to be partners with the Meachie's. They're great. They're, it's a good day, too. We have a lot of fun. A lot of good stuff that that people can get through auctions, or and some players will be there. And but the cause is a great one, and just helps raise money to help these young women with prenatal care and afterwards.
How did you get involved with that? How did it all start?
Well, it all started a few years ago. The Wives made it part of their their fundraising, and my wife wanted to continue it, and so Kim just she made it part of our deal, and that's how I got involved. I follow the boss, but it's a fun day. We go to both the Meachie's and spend a lot of time with the fans, and of course, with the young women that can use some help, and we have a lot of good items. That's part of my job too right now. Trying to manage his team, but also I got try to pick up some good stuff from the players to help raise some money for this great cause.
All right, now you're going on a long road trip here. How are you going to do this while you're on the road? You're going to some hot cities, maybe some sunscreen, auctioning that off, or you're going into Texas, Atlanta, and Chicago. Man, that's a hot place.
Yeah, we'll be tested here. The weather's not something guys are used to, so it's going to be important that I rest these guys, keep them fresh, maybe shorten up batting practice before the game. Don't keep them in the heat too long, and that's why today you're seeing some guys getting a day off too. I think they can use it. That's the most important thing, but I think it's going to benefit them as we get into these dog days, as we say, particularly August and this travel. But we'll take care of them, hydrate them, as we say, and keep them going.
Yeah, boy, do you remember as a player going into Atlanta, Cincinnati, St. Louis? They used to put cabbage in their helmets or hats and in their shoes and ice water buckets and flannel. Did you ever have flannel uniforms? Are you that old?
Actually, that was still around when I came up, Marty. Yeah, oh, yeah. But, it changed some things, which is a good thing. I'm not sure the cabbage. Although it did keep your head cool.
It did.
You put that in your hat. But, with the different ways to hydrate these guys, even IVs, but the players come off the field, and we have three or four trainers and conditioning guys making sure they hand them a drink to make sure they continue to put liquids in them, because sometimes you forget and then you start cramping. Before the game and after the game, and it's amazing how far we've come in this game. We didn't have all this stuff when I came up.
Remember Clyde McCullough?
Oh, yeah. We had a little saying. He was with San Diego, but it wasn't baseball way. I mean, it wasn't Clyde's way. It was baseball's way, but he had certain things you had to do.
I remember he caught a game without a chest protector. How about that? And I remember him in Miami with the Marlins when I got there in the late 50s. Flannel uniform, doubleheader. He caught both games, and he used to catch without a chest protector.
Yeah, a couple of them did. A couple of them looked like they didn't use a mask, too. Not Clyde, but
I remember.
And it's still amazing. You look at some of those old videos or pictures, and they wear helmets, really, and the gloves that they played with. So, baseball's come a long ways, Marty.
It sure has. All right, have a nice trip. I'll be there to Meachie's for you on the day of the event as well.
Yeah, well, Marty, I want to thank you for helping us, too, and being involved and showing up. And I know they love talking to you and getting your perspective, but just for helping this cause, I thank you.
All right, that's Bruce Bochy. More coming up on KBR 680, the sports leader.